Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito is shaking up the power dynamics of the city's legislative body. The council approved its new committee leaders and members today, a process she drove. Those leaders not only hold sway over legislative issues and city agency oversight, committee chairs receive extra allowances, often referred to as Lulus. WNYC's Bridget Bergen was at the council chamber today and joins me now. Bridget, why should people care about which council members are chairing committees? It seems a little inside baseball.
You know, Amy, this is about power, transparency, and money. In terms of power, this was the first real demonstration of Speaker Mark Viverito's exerting her own. She pledged a transparent process where people would be included and the leadership of the council would reflect the diversity of the city. And I think at this point, a vast majority of the council members would agree that the outcome was diverse, even if the process still happened behind closed doors. And in terms of money, these posts come with allowances that range from $5,000 to $25,000. And that's on top of a base salary that's over $110,000. These Lulus can be a source of controversy, but you know, it's certainly part of what you get if you get one of these leadership positions at this point.
So who landed the top spots? Were they all people who backed Mark Viverito for speaker?
You know, in word, the progressives really were the big winners today. Many of them were backers of Melissa Mark Viverito. And that, in general, is good news for unions and housing activists and activists, people who work on issues of income inequality. Interestingly enough, For the council members who – there were council members who raised concerns also, who also voted yes for these new committee assignments, but were concerned about how many Black council members were in leadership. So that's something to watch going forward.
Bottom line, what does this say about who wields power in City Hall?
So in terms of the top spots, they, as we said, a lot of the folks were people who backed Mark Viverito. First, Jimmy Van Bramer of Queens will be the majority leader. Vincent Ignizio will be the minority leader. And then she created a leadership circle, essentially. Seven council members were designated deputy leaders who are also chairing committees. It includes someone from every one of the borough, and interestingly includes Dan Gorodnik, who was her chief rival in the speaker's race. He's also going to chair economic development. And then the two biggest committees, finance, will go to Jalissa Ferraris of Queens. She bucked her county leader to back Mark Viverito. And then land use to David Greenfield of Brooklyn, who is also seen as a key player in organizing the Brooklyn caucus.
If there are 45 council committees and 51 members, who were the losers?
Well, there were four Democrats. A noteworthy one was Bronx Councilmember Annabelle Palma, because she was also a speaker candidate. She's known for not having a great relationship with Mark Viverito, and she was one of the folks sort of who held out for Gorodnik near the end. She used to chair the General Welfare Committee, and now she's just on several committees. She has no leadership role. She said it was political payback.
This is politics as usual. It's politics at its best. It's nothing has changed, and you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, people were looking for a new day, and it's just the same old backroom deals that are going on.
Did Mark Viverito have a response for this?
Of course, she dismissed that. And, you know, when you look at who ended up in leadership roles, the fact that someone like Dan Gorodnik is there, it you know, plays to the fact that she did have a more open leadership process or open leadership assignment than, you know, some of the folks who didn't get positions. Councilman Brad Lander, who will continue to run the Rules Committee and will be one of her deputy leaders, said, you can't always take the politics out of politics.
What you can do is take the politics out of the things that really impact the people in our neighborhoods and their ability not to be held hostage to politics. And that's the commitment that we made, and that's the commitment that I know the Speaker continues to share and that we'll move forward with.
And what he's referring to there is a plan to reform the council rules. It's something that he's driving and that several members have endorsed.
While this is happening, the city has been digging out from yesterday's snowstorm. Mayor de Blasio was questioned by reporters this morning over conditions on the Upper East Side and other pockets of the city that where residents claim they didn't see plows for hours. Will this leave lasting damage on the administration?
I think it's unlikely. It's not on the scale of that storm that we saw hurt the Bloomberg administration. His office actually just sent out a statement, though, acknowledging that more could have been done to serve the Upper East Side and that they're doubling down in their efforts to clear the roads until they are clean.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen reporting on the committee chairmanships announced today by the City Council. Thank you so much, Bridget.
Thank you.